Hey everyone, this is Nurse Kelly. I'm the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderley, and you're listening to the Happy Traveler Podcast. And today is going to be a completely different format than the rest of our podcast because we just want to talk to our friend and collaborative effort partner, Kay Effie Slane. We're super excited to chat with her today, but we're going to talk about all things Traveler's Take. So it's really not going to be in the same format that any of the Happy Traveler episodes have been on because, Kay, you and I do everything differently. We did the love letter differently. We've done a ton of different stuff, but we like to make it fun and entertaining, so we do it a little bit differently when you come on the podcast. So today we just want to talk coffee. What? Go ahead.
We're not the usual way.
No, we're so much fun. I think you're one of my favorite guests to have on, and we have you on about every 10 episodes, and it's so much fun to chat with you because you're such an expert in this industry. For anyone that's listening, Kay is the founder of Highway Hypodermics and Travel Nursing Newbies. She does a ton of stuff for our community, and she's an expert travel nurse. So she's incredible. We love working with her. Wanderley is your biggest fan. But there's been a new travel industry conference that has come up, and it's called Traveler's Take, and it took place the first week of April. So Kay, first of all, you can say hi to everybody, but then how was it? Tell us everything about it.
Hey, guys. It was very interesting for me. My pilot did not own a globe and decided that instead of landing in Omaha, we would end in Minneapolis. So, no, actually they had fog and they wouldn't land us in Omaha because of the fog. So they diverted us to Minneapolis. So then they scheduled our flight for 10:20 a.m. the next morning. Well, I had to be the master of ceremonies at 8 a.m. So I went up to him about 7:55 and I said, you know, what, do you have an earlier flight? He said, oh yeah, we have 8:55. And I'm like, well, that's as good as you can get me, then that's good. So besides my little detour in Minneapolis, I actually, Thomas did a really good job pitching for me. He introduced the first two groups. Well, it was one speaker and then the CEO panel. So, but yeah, that was, I really wished I would have caught that CEO panel. They had four CEOs there and it was, for my heart, a great time. So, but I made it. I didn't make it with my banners and my booth and or my luggage, but I was there.
Oh my
God.
That
was interesting.
Well, that sounds super stressful. Let's talk for a second about how the conference came to be. Do you want to share that story?
You know, I just know that Thomas was wanted to do a conference that supplies the needs of the traveling healthcare community. Plus, he wanted to switch cities. You know, I mean, it's great that TravCon is in Vegas all the time because, you know, they have economical flights and hotels in there. This one, he wanted to, you know, Traveler's Take wherever. This year, we went to Omaha. We thought about going to Orlando, but then people, whenever we asked the people what they wanted, everybody suggested Nashville. So actually, next year we will be going to Nashville on Healthcare Travelers Take Nashville. Do not have exact dates yet, but it should be sometime in the spring to early summer.
Awesome. Wonderful. We'll be looking forward to that. What can you tell us about the actual conference? What was your favorite part?
Oh my gosh, just, you know, we had great companies there. We had, you know, I don't think there's a company there that I wouldn't personally work with. But we just had great companies. We had a crowd. I think there was like right around 70 travelers there, which was good because you got to spend some quality time with your recruiters. And, you know, it wasn't a massive mess. You know, TravCon has gotten so big now that's great and all, but this is kind of a more intimate setting to where you can get to know the recruiters, the companies, and other travelers in a more intimate setting.
So you had about 70 travelers. How many agencies and sponsored partners would you say you guys had?
Oh, I want to say there might have been 12.
So exciting. And you had a speaker panel. So what was kind of the agenda?
So the whole agenda was just, you know, we did a lot on the base of travel healthcare and how to get into it. Our keynote speaker was Kathleen Bartholomew. And, oh, my gosh, she is just so super great. She taught us how to do nursing in a more mental way. And it was just a great mental exercise on travel nursing, or nursing, period.
Awesome. How did the whole conference close out?
Well, that was with Kathleen. Our closing keynote was Kathleen, which was really great. And then we had one of the travel companies did have a meet and greet at a steakhouse, which was just wonderful. And then we kind of snuck over the border. And do you know the casinos in Iowa?
Yes. So I have been there many times. So I actually went to school in Des Moines, Iowa, and my sister went to Creighton in Omaha. So the casino that you're talking about right there in Council Bluffs, I have been to many, many times. That Harrah's is one of my favorites.
Yeah. So, you know, we ended up there to spend our money. I mean, to make a little money. Well, some of us won, some of us lost. That's how it goes at casinos. And then we actually, the group that I was with, we actually found a speakeasy. We was in the back of a bar, and it was just a nice, quiet little place that you could get to know the people you were with and everything. And that was kind of cool because, you know, it wasn't advertised anywhere or anything, but we kind of went through this little hole in the wall, and that was really cool.
That's awesome. So, okay, so Omaha's this year. Nashville, you think, is next year. What other cities do you guys have on the docket?
You know, I think we'll do Orlando eventually. There was a talk of either San Antonio or Austin. Personally, I would like to go to Boston.
Ooh, yeah, that would be really fun. I'm a huge Boston fan, not only of the food, but of their Cheers bar there. I think I watched that television series, so I think it's super fun to do the tour.
Too young to watch that.
And everybody loves to visit Fenway. That's kind of like a must. You have to do that sometime in your life.
Yeah, so Chicago's another one that I'd like to go to. So, but you know, we don't know. We're just taking one year at a time. But you know, Thomas and Katie Blythe, Chelsea Davis, and Patty Hingest were the main people on this. Thomas is the chairman and like the chairman of the board and the other three. And then I just did consulting this year. But, you know, it's just a great team to work with, and I appreciate them just letting me get my foot in the door.
Yeah, absolutely. That is really cool. Well, I'm glad. It sounds like an awesome team you guys have put together. I know there was a lot of people that we really admire that went to the conference, and I'm glad you guys all had such a good time. What would you say your hope for the future of Travelers Take is? I mean, where is the space for you guys in this industry? Where do you hope to go? What is your growth going to be like? I mean, what's the dream?
Well, you know, we just want to keep it as an intimate setting. We've talked about it, and I don't think that we'll ever go over 400 to 500, just because we want some place to where travelers can come and they can visit with the agency more. I think it'll just, you know, and just have a good time. And we did, they did a golf tournament. And the 5K, you know, I don't know if the 5K went off or not, but they had scheduled a 5K, but it was still raining and snowing in Omaha. And I know there was some problems with the route that they were taking or something. Oh, they had that massive flooding too. So yeah, they've got some great stuff to do on the side, and they do it for, contribution to charity. They do, you know, some charity raising stuff. And then with the conference, we do a lot of educating, you know, travelers on how to be a better traveler and how to get into it. And it, you know, it's just a real fun time to come and meet with other travelers and companies and really get to know other people in the community.
Awesome. Well, that's great. Well, if you would say you had one biggest takeaway from the conference, what would that be?
You know, I think it probably would be with our keynote and the Dauntless Nurse and how we can make our professional lives better. You know, I've been a nurse for almost 30 years. And, you know, you think after 30 years, you know everything and then you've done everything, but you haven't still. I know nurses who've been nurses for 40 and 50 years, you never stop learning. So I guess that was my biggest takeaway is never stop learning and never stop trying to improve yourself.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's really good. Awesome. If you could say that you had one thing maybe that you guys could focus on and maybe improve for next year's conference, what would that be?
Oh, what could we improve? Gosh, I don't know. I think we need to do a wide variety for the beginners, but also we need to do something for the veteran travelers, the ones who've been out there doing it for a while. So just finding that balance to keep everybody interested is really our biggest challenge.
Sure. Okay, cool. Well, this is awesome, Kay. Well, thank you so much. Is there, I guess one more thing we could ask is what are you most looking forward to for the next conference? What are you hoping for this next one right here in Nashville, this next one? What is like your first priority, you guys as a team, as a committee for this next conference? Is it setting a date, finding a venue, getting a keynote? What's your biggest, what are you looking most forward to?
Well, right now we're just trying to pin down the hotel, the venue. My personal goal is I want Kelly Johnson, my friend, and Wanderly to be at the next one.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Well, we love the sound of that. I can't speak for Wanderly, that's way above my pay grade, but I can speak for myself, Kay, and I want to speak at Traveler's Take so badly. I was talking to Thomas, and he's a wonderful friend, and I'm hoping that it does work out because I love, love, love this industry, and I love speaking to nurses, so I do hope that it works out. So. Gosh, I love the hangers.
I'll talk to Tom and Jason for you.
Cool. Well, thanks, Kay. Well, no worries. Either way, we'll be in your corner. We always are with our support. Thanks for hopping on. I love our podcast. They're super casual, and they're not like any of the other Happy Travelers, and I think that they really spice up when we throw them in the mix. So thanks for hopping on with me.
Hey, anytime.
We love you, Kay. You're the best. Have a wonderful rest of your day, everybody. That is another episode. Go ahead.
We love Wanderly. Highway Hypodermics loves Wanderly.
We love
and
you.
And Kelly.
Well, of course I love you. You and I are besties. Oh, my God, you're so funny. Okay, great. Well, everybody, that's another crazy episode of The Happy Traveler. Thank you so much for tuning in. That's Kay Epislane, the founder of Highway Hypodermics and the Travel Nursing Newbies group on Facebook, so go and check her out. She could not be a better resource, and I mean that with everything in me. She will make sure that you are completely taken care of as a new traveler. So go check her out, my friend Kay Epislane. That's another episode of The Happy Traveler. We'll see you guys next week.